So, there's the first three few verses. It says, Paramahamsam Satam. He says, Nirmatsaranam Satam. This Bhagavatam, Dharma Prajatakaitavacho, Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. The Bhagavatam, it throws out all cheating Dharma, and it's only for the Satam. The Satam and Nirmatsarya. Those that are free from envy, Nirmatsarya means nirirsya, no envy. And he's Satam, he's truthful. He's living the path of truth, he follows the path of truth. So then it says, Rasika Babuka. Oftentimes I've heard in classes here and there that, oh, this verse means that the actual qualification to understand Bhagavatam or enter Bhagavatam is you have to be in the level of Bhav, Bhava Bhakti, which is practically Prema, and you have to be a Rasagya, Rasa Tattvagyani, Rasagya. You must know the science of Rasa. And itihas and sahitya, literature, so many things, you know, Sanskrit, practically, to enter the Bhagavatam. So that's sometimes that interpretation there. But I've also heard explained, which makes more sense. Otherwise, no one's going to read the Bhagavatam. If the first few verses are the qualifiers, and it says, oh, if you have Bhav and you have Rasa, then you can read it forward. Otherwise, don't waste your time because you won't get anything. No, because later in the same chapter it says, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevya. Bhagavat Yutama Shalke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtaki. It just says if you hear this Bhagavatam, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Anything that's Abhadra, anything will be totally annihilated, destroyed by Nityam Bhagavata Sevya. Always hearing the Bhagavatam. So the Bhagavatam is for anyone. But what this verse is saying, actually, before that, is Rasika Babuka, means that the Bhagavatam is for someone who is a connoisseur and he has feelings. The guy said, you know, Torah Kam. That means desire, feelings. So he's a connoisseur. A connoisseur means that he's a taster. He can taste the fineness of life, the emotional exchanges, because the Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Puran, is all about ras. It's a rasa shastra. So he's a sensitive, tasteful person. Generally, most devotees, ladies and gents, are of that type of sabhav. Their guna and karma means your sabhav, working. Your sabhav is your nature. So they're like that. So that's why we love the Bhagavatam, and we study the Bhagavatam. Rasika and Bhavuka means they have some... Rasika means they can sense the differences, but then Bhavuka means they have feelings, they have sentiments. They say if you do too many austerities, your heart becomes hard. In other words, your ability to be compassionate or understanding or becoming one with another's happiness or distress, it becomes annihilated by tapa. Non-devotional tapa. We have tapasya, Harivasara, Shiv, Chaturdasi, Jagran, etc. Jagran, Ekadasi, Jagran, Janmasthami, etc. That's devotional tapasya. So, this is a nice point.
Rasika means?
Yeah, Rasika. Thank you, because I kind of, thank you, got me back. Since Bhavuka means he has feelings. You know, in other words, he or she cried once in their life. You know, they have some feelings. Some people, you see, there's many, many cruel and unbelievably cruel people, atmas and whatever, humans in human form. They're extremely cruel and insensitive. They can't perceive or feel anything of the pain or happiness or pleasure or dissatisfaction of another person. And they may be presidents and prime minister, whatever they are. They will not have much. And then Rasika means that when he reads the exchanges of feelings and that he can, it makes some impression on him. Like he's the kind of person who would see movies or read dramas and it would impress him because he's sensitive. Like what makes a Rasigya? Because, you know, the word tongue means rasa. rasagya. But to what the tongue does is taste sweet, sour, bitter, pungent, like this, salty. So the tongue, the rasana, has the ability to taste ras. So the rasika means someone who can taste the differences. Oh, this is pathos, or this is karuna, this is compassion, this is anguish, this is anxiety. You know, he can. So that's the rasika aspect. And Baba is just, he's a feelingful person. Otherwise, how do we, because we're talking about love of God. It's a Prem Shastra. Srimad Bhagavatam is a Prem Shastra. It's the culmination of Bhagavatam is the Mahabhavati Prem of Radharani, Madanakya Mahabhav. There's no higher Prem than that. And Brahmar Gita. Brahmar Gita. This is Madanakya, Divyanmad of Radharani. So the whole Bhagavatam is to show these are different levels of bhava, and these are different levels of bhakti and prema of different devotees. It's Brihad Bhagavatamrita puts it all in one. It's a Bhagavatam in one book, or maybe two parts. Sometimes it's one book even. But so this whole Srimad Bhagavatam takes you through all those emotions, all the King Prithu's emotions, and Bhumi's, and Vra, and Nisringa, and Hiranyakashipu, all kinds of emotions and feelings. So you as you read all those, you identify and feel those, and then you develop samadhikar for the deepest, to some extent, samadhikar to enter the Vrajalila and the Vrajabhav. And blessings of Guru, Vaishnava, and Vajan. So this is the Bhagavatam. It's told that Krishna Swada Mo Pagate Dharma Ginali Visaha. It says, Krishna Swada Mo Pagate. It's in the Bhagavatam. Krishna Swada Mo Pagate. Upagate is like Hindi. Agama. Gamana. Agama. Krishna Sodam Dam Upagate. Dharmakinadi. It says, Krishna has gone to his own abode. The sages and rishis at Naimisharanya are saying, what? This is Kali Yuga. Krishna Swada Mo Pagate. Dharmakinadi. Krishna has gone to the spiritual world. He's gone back to Vraj Gokul. And he's taken with him Dharma, he's taken Dharma and Gyan and Tapa, everything with him. So where are we supposed to get any knowledge or enlightenment or guidance in this dark age of Kali and quarrel and terrible cheating and lying? So then it says, it's from the Bhagavatam. So the Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun. It has arisen. The Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun and has arisen just like the sun. And it's Kali Yuga. This is verses there. Krishna Sudama Bhagate Dharmagana. I just can't remember the rest of the talks about Bhagavat Uditam. It's rising like the sun. So this for everyone. The sunshine for everyone. And the Kali Yuga is the Bhagavatam. If we have some rasa and some bhav, some tasting qualities and some feelings. And you look around you also. You see, you have so many companions, they're even devotees, and some are very feelingful and very sensitive, and some are not. And this is the best of the human beings. The best of the human beings will gravitate to this highest conception of personal Godhead. So even amongst the best of all of us, even some are much more sensitive and much more broad-hearted and broad-minded. It's our nature. So then, but natures change, but slowly. It's very difficult to change the nature. The gopis are saying that in a rasa dance. When Krishna left them, they're saying, sadharma. Sadharma means your nature, sadharma. So they said, in English it says, oh, Krishna, he left us. Actually, the sages are right. The sages are right when they say it's very difficult for a person to, svabhav. He said, it's very difficult for a person to change his svabhav. You know, we heard from the sages, the Krishna's like this. He left Sita, this, that, you know, all these, whatever. You know, he has this whole history. So they're right. So that verse, although they're speaking it in the anguish of separation from Krishna, when he left him at the rasa dance, it's Bhagavad, it's a shloka, so it has its broader application, because it is a fact, a philosophical and ontological fact, that for the human being to change his nature is very, very difficult. But changing nature One can change his nature if he changes his consciousness. Because our consciousness is the sum total of our nature being expressed. Lord Chaitanya gave the obvious way to do that. Chaito Darpanam Arjanam. Pram Vijayate. Sri Krishna Sankirtan. By Naam, that's Srimatam Swakata Krishnam Punya Shravana Kirtanam. The Bhagavatam is Punya Shravana Kirtanam. Then everything becomes pure, clean. Then we can experience the love of the Bhagavatam and the love of Radha and Krishna.